Now, you know that sometimes I thought Southern States Wrestling was not entirely great. And last week, though, it was a really good go-home show for their Spring Surge PLE. This week, we've got the April Aggression. April Aggression to talk about, yeah. And you also know that I really like their champion, Murphy Costigan. Sorry, Lord Murphy Costigan.
Hello, my liege. Very nice to see you. Yes.
Now then, he'll be interviewed in this episode. It will come later on. And first of all, we've got Joe Wheeler and Jonathan Darwin speaking of what's coming on the programme. By the ring, which is great, each has got a microphone, which is good. But the microphones are so echoey, I can't hear what they're saying. Later on, we've got several people interviewed, like Marty Clay. Can't hear what he's saying. I hear he wants a belt. Then we've got CJ Knight interviewed later on, because these people will be in matches this week. So echoey, I can't hear it. Can't hear it. It really, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, let's get to the action. Mainly, it's the two big tag team. Big tag teams, I suppose, on Southern States Wrestling at the moment. Jeff Connolly and Jeff Baker, the two Jeffs on one side, and CJ Knight and Wayne Adkins on the other. However, first one's a bit of a misnomer because this guy is also in the mix because he's fighting Lord Murphy Costigan. Yes, my liege. And he'll be doing that in at April Aggression, because he's been hurt by Marty Clay. He fought Wayne Adkins recently, and he wants to pay him back. More of that in a minute. But first of all, we've got Jeff Connolly with Marty Clay, or versus Marty Clay. Marty's well-muscled. He's been in the gym quite a lot. But the early bits you get here are old-school wrestling moves. So, for instance, a top wrist lock, waist lock, kind of shenanigans as to who's going to get the waist lock, a hammer lock, a wrist lock takedown to Clay. But then Jeff Connolly, it's as if he thinks, oh, sod this. He smacks him with a massive punch and puts him down. Love that. Now his pal Jeff Baker is at ringside, and of course he's going to take the chance of punches on the outside. There's no other reason for him to be on the outside. You know this. Of course, Clay's got to keep his head on a swivel, and he didn't. Connolly gets a suplex and a head crack, which is sold nicely by Marty Clay. Clay shoulder blocks, back suplex. Baker has to get on the apron because he thinks things aren't going very well, I presume. Distraction. And Connolly almost runs into him, hits him, stops. And then, of course, he's not really aware of the coming drop kick from Marty Clay. And he gets a pin from a drop kick. That's old school, isn't it? When you can have a pin from a drop kick or a shoulder block or a slam. Doesn't happen anymore. Now, Lawrence and what's his name? Chaos. It's something Chaos, isn't he? Trey Chaos? Is he called that? Yeah. Anyway, Chaos wants a belt. He'll probably get a chance of one, won't he? Now we've got Jeff Baker, the other half of the Connolly, the two Jeffs tag team, versus CJ Knight. Of course, if you looked at the graphic, it's actually Connolly versus Marty Clay. We're not seeing the same match again, but it's quite similar. So, there's a Baker takedown and some Knight arm drags. He's faster at Knight, and he's coming up like a flower. You've got a crank, a neck crank or head crank, sold by CJ Knight. It's Baker's head crank. Connolly's on the outside, works on the leg, drops an elbow to the calf. That must really hurt, you know. You're a Charlie horse. Oh, a Charlie horse. We call it cramp. It's not as florid as the phrase Charlie horse, is it? Then there's a step up in Zaguri. Very nice from CJ Knight. Lovely. And then Connolly's seen enough. You know, like with that punch moment before in the last match when he thought, oh, sod it. He comes in to get the DQ. He just walks in. Clearly he thinks, my partner might be struggling a bit. So he gets in there. It's a DQ. Yeah, Adkins is in to make the save from afters because they want to beat him up a bit. And then we've got that term echoey interview. Oh, where are you going to go? Belt. Yeah. basically that. Now, here comes Lord Murphy Costigan. Hello, my liege. And he's got blood running down under a plaster on his head. Now, I don't know if he actually has been hurt. What he does say is that Marty Clay made a hole in his head with a chisel. A chisel! As he says, we haven't seen that implement for a while in wrestling. No, I don't think we have. It's a rather intense promo, particularly when he says the word blood, screams it. It's a bit of a kind of calm then excited promo, a la Stephen Burkoff in quite a lot of his films, from what I can gather. That's what people say anyway. And he has to give Marty Clay back some nastiness for the nastiness Marty Clay gave to him. So, that will happen at April Aggression. Be there, as Bo Hill tells us. It's got warmth, this. It's got issues, but it's got a nice feel to it. And in the champion, they've got a great bloke behind the stick. Lord Murphy Costigan, marvellous. Want to see more of him? And I suppose I'll be watching more of Southern States. Cause why not? Ta-ta.